This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day.
Sports Radio 550.
All right. Chris Trapasso today, as we make it official. The draft.
Pivoting to full-on off-season mode. Yep.
Mike Jannetty today.
That's another
sign. As we make it official.
That is another signpost.
Contracts.
It absolutely is.
Anybody on uniforms or the schedule? No offense to Chris and Mike. It'll be great. This is really interesting stuff. You know, nice timing with the James Cook.
Yeah, the smack. The James Cook $15 million Instagram post. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes. Thanks to him for giving us that. What's the move?
I think that's a very good question. It's definitely did not do that for starters. I mean, so I don't know how he reacts to that. If he thinks they're going to talk to him about a contract extension, and maybe they do want to talk to him about a contract extension, but I don't think $15 million a year is a very safe place to start that. I would want no part of that, and I don't know from there how the team reacts, like the players, and I guess most importantly him. Does he do what other guys have done ahead of him in advance of not even being a free agent yet, but say like I'm not coming, I'm holding out. I mean, I don't want this to escalate into like a whole big thing already, but like that's where we are. Like if he thinks that's his market value, and he should be getting a contract extension. Averaging that annually, I can't say the Bills won't do it, but I hope they don't. I have no interest in doing that. That's nuts. That's a top of the market second running back contract, and that's a struggle. Even with the shifting, paradigm in the league and the running backs sort of having their year here, I'd still be pretty leery.
You just can't pay James Cook $15 million a year. You just cannot do that. The Bills will never do that.
I hope that that's right.
By salary, Jonathan Taylor is the only running back in the league north of $15 million, and not by a lot. That's just by salary. Cook is set to jump from 1 point something to 5 point something.
Does that mean for next year, because McCaffrey, I think, is at the top of the running back pecking order, average annual value on his deal, but his salary next year is less than that. Okay.
That's probably a better way to rank him. Like, yeah. McCaffrey is 9 point something at SpotTrac. What's the best way to do it? Contract average? I don't know. What's the best way to do it? But 15 is too much.
Yes.
It's an opportunity to talk about his importance, which I think we've done plenty of. But I feel like the Bills, like a lot of different times talking about roster stuff, strategy, I keep coming back, even yesterday, I keep coming back to this point that they have been successful. So normally, if you've been successful, you'd want to keep doing things the way you've been doing them. You know, sometimes somebody retires or they end up in free agency and you have to make some kind of a shift. But the Bills went, when they moved to Brady, to a mostly run-first offense. And how have they done? I mean, I didn't support it, really, but how have they done?
Great.
They've almost hardly ever lost at all. So I still don't – I don't see why – now, assuming, you know, Cook is on the field, they would want to move away from that. I mean, if teams start loading boxes, then they do, and they probably are better for it because that gives Allen, you know, more power over what happens to the offense. That's why I'm not excited about this sort of, again, relatively speaking, run first. But Cook just, I mean, you even saw that it mattered to them. In the New England game, that they put him back on the field to score that touchdown.
Get that touchdown, yeah.
Like, Cook is a core piece,
yeah.
I think, at this point. So,
and they certainly didn't, by that sort of action, nor their actions really all season, try to play any kind of long game with him and his production, right? Like, because you could have, if you're them, tried to get... I don't know, what did he end up with, 17 rushing touchdowns?
16.
You know, you could have given more of those carries to Ray Davis or Ty Johnson or Josh Allen or, you know, whomever, and try to, you know, reel in, you know, cut that number in half, and maybe he's not thinking about $15 million, you know? Like, touchdowns matter. They're, you know, even if they're from 1 yard out, like, you put that stat line up, and you're going to look like a guy that should get paid. I think. So they didn't do any of that. To their credit, like, you know, he's a core piece and they treated him like that. But now's where it gets tricky, I think. What do you do with him? You know, like, again, he has to be open to playing out another year. Like, we were talking about this with Sal last week when he put his, you know, his outlook on the running back position up at WGR550.com. And my thought was, I don't want to negotiate and settle on sign a new contract extension with a guy coming off of that season. If you can do that again, then, you know, maybe we'll talk about it. I don't think I'm going to be that much more eager to pay him that kind of money in, the, you know, 2026. But at least I would get another year out of him. And I think all of this sort of brings the draft could hold a clue for what they plan to do there. Like, if they're optimistic about Cook falling in line and them getting him at a price that they can live with, or at least even having him on the field this year, regardless of whether there's an extension or not, then there's probably not a lot of urgency to draft a potential replacement like they've kind of done. It was Singletary, then Moss, then Cook. And I supported that. Like, every couple years, you're drafting a guy, hopefully on Saturday. This time it was on Friday. Actually, all of these times was Friday, right?
They until were all third Davis. Round pick.
Right, yes. Until Davis.
Second or third. Cook was end of the second.
Yeah. So do you pick another guy this year because you're, you know, not eager to pay Cook and you think that could end in a divorce rather quickly?
Well, who has the leverage? You know? I mean, Cook did just have a huge year, and this philosophy point kind of ran, no pun intended, ran through him. And he didn't even play that much, really. Like, what was he, 50-some percent of snaps? I mean, for 16 touchdowns and not being big, to have that year. Very interesting. So does he have leverage or does he have none because he's just a running back and Davis was good too and Johnson was good too and there's lots of other guys and there's this year's draft.
Rich in running backs, yeah.
I mean, of course, I say of course, they would prefer not to move on from him after that season. Like, there's no reason other than money why they would have any reason to move on from him. But they need to be careful. Like, they last year was the year for kind of resetting with the cap. They might need to do more of that with where they're at. Like, when we talk about Garrett, they don't have the room that some of these other teams have going into the season. So, you know, there's guys like Miller who would be dead money and changes that seem kind of obvious that they'd want to make. They're not in a position, I think, where they could just, okay, fine, here. You know?
Yeah, they should never be casual like that about any position, especially running back, in my opinion, and certainly especially now. Yeah, I mean, they just don't – their window here is always going to be now impacted by what they are paying Josh Allen. And if you're eager to add a player at a salary closer to Allen's salary than anybody else on the team, which is what you're talking about when you're talking about Myles Garrett, then – you know, all the more. You have to find ways. Like, that's where you have to, I think, adhere to, if it is indeed your philosophy, that I'm gonna draft a running back every few years, or maybe every year, make sure I've got a fresh guy here, and we're gonna hope that we can be productive. If we're gonna be run-centric, that we can manage that without ever paying a guy top-of-market contract. I think if Cook were to get a contract in this offseason, the expectation would be he'd be one of the highest paid running backs in the league coming off of that year. Like, that's how the league works.
Yep.
He had that season. So do you want to be that team? That's a lot to bite off. San Francisco is about to find out how they can live with. I mean, McCaffrey's at a different place in his career now, and he's had injuries and stuff, but they're paying him top dollar and a lot of other guys top dollar, and now they got to figure out how they're going to pay Brock Purdy and still keep doing all that. So they're about to join the club off a down year. The Bills are still at the top here, a definitive Super Bowl contending looking team. Despite the fact that the Eagles managed to pay Barkley what they paid him and win it all, I just don't want to get into that business.
803-0550, what is the move with Cook? I mean, it's really, if it's even that, it's the first day of any sort of real discussion about him, only because he's got this Instagram post. It's pinned.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's pinned.
Okay.
A pinned comment.
I don't know enough about Instagram 15 to know mil. That, but I did see it. Yeah.
Pinned, it takes it up a notch. I don't know. Like, probably what happens? They get a deal done with him for 3 years or something at $8 million. Something like that. He's getting $5+ this year. That's, I think, I would guess where this ends. And you don't have to like it. It's a running back. I mean, Davis was a fourth round pick. It wasn't like Davis was. We didn't have conversations about who was better this year.
No, I thought the door. I thought the door was open to that. But what I did not see coming was Cook. Whatever he did, he looked like a different running back this year. And it's not just because he scored all those touchdowns. I mean, he was running away from people this year. His contact balance was better. He just was better at everything. Really. And, you know, I don't know. I haven't read any stories about him doing work on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
His footwork, or how, you know, how he did that, what kind of training he did to do that. It's now on the field right from the start of the season. It was like, oh, I didn't think you'd get that corner, but you did. He just looked just quicker, and sometimes that's all it takes. But, man, I don't know. Like, that deal, that, I mean, I would sign for that right now, even though it's a raise and it's a second contract. I can't imagine if he's publicly stating, to whatever extent you want to respect the Instagram post is publicly stating, it's some version of that he thinks $15 million is where he should land. I mean, that's barely half of that. I would expect him to say, no, you know what, I'll play out year four and take my chances in free agency and see if some team wants to give me Saquon Barkley's contract. That's more likely to me where that if the Bills are married to that kind of number, which I won't want them to go much higher than that.
It's really around half that makes it an interesting discussion. It's an interesting discussion if he won't play for less or much less than 15, because then, you know, we've got a situation if that happens. But if he's, you know, it's, again, so early in this that if it's like most negotiations where you end up, you know, in the middle, yeah, right, then it's around half that. It's 7.5, 8, I think, that might seem worth doing. You get out from whatever pressure this is, you know, you get it done. He's on your team going forward as well. And it's not top of market. It's nice for him. So the Bills could feel like that's okay. And maybe he would feel like that's okay. It's 3 years to be a running back and go into free agency like that. That'll be really something.
That can be really risky. Like, got you know, just 2 years ago, every guy that did that got kind of stuck. And then this offseason happened, and everybody to varying degrees got more of what, you know, more like a market rate contract for what they had accomplished in the league despite being running backs. That's Barkley, that's Jacobs, that's Derrick Henry even. Like, everybody kind of got fed. And so, yeah, I don't know, man. Has it been plainly said by either of us, just for people who don't? His contract is not up yet. He has another year left. It's just this, after year three, that's when the window opens for you to avoid a guy going into a walk year. So that's what we're talking about. I mean, the Bills, for sticklers out there, they could choose to play the hardest hardball they want. Like, you're under contract. You want to get fined and not show up? Then that's up to you.
They really have not had that.
No.
At all.
It's been very smooth sailing here.
And maybe that comes from a time or two overpaying, quote, overpaying, like Knox or somebody. I have no idea if Knox was going to, like, work him. But he got a nice contract before we really got to any pressure. Allen, how about? Like, that was just sort of done. Mm-hmm. Here. Easy. I mean, Allen made it easy for them by proving himself like he had so quickly. So the Bills, I mean, we also never had that, amazingly, yeah, almost. We never had that conversation.
Yeah, they really never had any real decision to make there. I think it was pretty obvious. Like, he's established, and okay, let's do it.
You know, like, we never had a phase of, do you want to pay him $50 million?
Right.
It was like, okay, I think that's going to happen.
There was a good year, then another good year, and like, okay, we're done.
I mean, but, you know, Diggs got reworked, and Allen's going to get reworked, and I don't know. I don't want to just be... I don't want to settle for there's always that. You know, there is, but maybe the Bills are easy to work with, ultimately, is I guess what I want to just kind of say. Like, maybe they are. I only say that because they have not had anybody who we've had. Is he going to play? When was, like, the last meaningful holdout or one of these? I can't even remember.
No, I don't.
Poyer, a little bit, the 1 year. But, like, Poyer was supposed to be, maybe this is not how they looked at it, but he was supposed to be leaving.
Right.
2 years ago.
Yeah, what they've done.
He didn't.
Milano, a couple years before that, was similar. Like, he's going to get a big market value contract. And do the Bills want to do that? Do they prefer him to Edmonds, whatever? And then they got him at a number that wasn't really at the peak of what you were worrying they might have to pay, and it sort of went away. Poyer's maybe the closest it got. But all that ended up really being was, go see what's out there, and then come back to us. So they didn't satisfy his top-of-market desires without him seeing that, well, okay, that maybe doesn't exist out there, so I guess I'll just stay put. So that was... maybe tough talk by them, but it never got really, to me, at least outwardly, that we heard about, like, nasty or divisive or anything. It was just, okay, well, I guess it's not out there. I guess I'll just stay, is what ended up happening with Poyer.
There was never a contract battle with Diggs. You know, like, he got restructured once or maybe more than once. He got, you know, upped when he got here. And then there was the next thing. Maybe it was more than once where they just reworked him, but it was never, like, drawn out.
Right.
And then he was traded. There was never another thing to do. You know, Von Miller theoretically could be somebody where we need to work something out here for you to stay, or they could just let him go. Like, just end it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe Cook will be the first, you know? It's pretty good. It's to be mentioned and lauded that the Bills have not had conflict like this. And who knows if this will be that, but he is a running back. That's his problem.
Yes, right.
Ty Johnson is a running back who was drafted in the 6th round and played for 4 years before he came to the Bills. And is he as good? I guess I couldn't say that he is, but he was valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And the one other thing, well, one of other things that Cook had going for him was that the line was so good. They've got 6 linemen on the field. That doesn't account for his breaking away against Miami, but it does account for, you know, a lot of his success. And that's the thing about running backs that we've seen proven in the league is so much of, I mean, that's Barkley too, and Derrick Henry too, with Jackson. So much of a running back's production is founded on it. You need that kind of help, or else you could be PFF's favorite and run into the back of your lineman for 17 games and run for 840 yards. And why would I pay anything for that? I've got to have the line to get the production from the running back. You got to pay the running back, but he's almost like he's not the most important thing in the equation. Let's talk about it. 803-0550 is the number. Ray is with us. Hi, Ray.
Hi, guys. Knowing that he pinned it, I love the guy, but you know what? Trade him. If that's the case, if he's not going to show up, and then treat it like a car, like, hey, I bought a car for such and such amount, and I got my money back upon sale, trade him for a second rounder. But you're right. We need We need a wide receiver. We need a defensive lineman. I love Cook, but there's no way I would spend more than $8 million. You can convince me of 10 at the most, but if that's the case, if he's not showing up, re-sign Ty Johnson, get another second rounder. Now we can stockpile these higher draft picks. And wow, it's still a year left. I mean, he's got some good trade value too. If it's gonna, I know I'm getting down the road, but that's
yeah, I know, value. I know. I feel a little off of one Instagram post. It's pinned though.
If he's not going to show
right,
up,
right? I know. Like I was the first one who said that today, and I felt like an idiot. I'm not calling the caller an idiot. I'm just saying I felt like, what did I just do? Like, I just went from I'm like a dragster going 0 to 300 miles an hour in 3 seconds. Like, what just happened?
Guys don't know how into off-season mode we are.
Right.
We're trained professionals.
But that's where you go if teams end up at loggerheads with a valuable player like that's under contract. If he doesn't feel like this is my opportunity to get paid, right? I just had that season.
Yep.
And I'm a running back. If I go on the field playing on my rookie deal and tear my ACL, that's the end of it. It is all over. Which is another reason why you want to be very careful about paying running backs in the first place, because if you pay him that money and then he tears his ACL, I mean, that can happen to anybody, I know, but holy cow. It's another thing about, like, running backs, Cook has not gotten hurt at all. He's played them all since he got here, but you always have to worry about the car crash aspect of that position, too. Like, that's another reason why you're reluctant to pay him second contract and just feel like you're going to end up stuck.
Let's get Jim in here as we continue. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, hey, guys. Well, you guys got into it later on because I was thinking to myself, going, the offensive line kind of made Cook. Yes, he's a great player. You know, I'm glad he was on the Bills, you know, this year. But Davis and Johnson also did well behind that line. And then you brought up the Philly offensive line also for Barkley. So, I think the line plays maybe 75% of what your running back is going to be. I mean, if there's no hole, they're just going to hit a wall. So, yes, he has breakaway speed, but I think you can kind of plug in with somebody else. And what do you feel about possibly a trade with the Raiders? Because I'm drawing a blanket, but the new coach for the Raiders.
Pete Carroll.
Yeah. Pete Carroll loves, you know, versatile running backs. And, you know, they got Crosby. He don't want to be there. What type of trade do you think, you know, if you kick in Cook and maybe what, the second round next year or something like that? Maybe not even a first.
A part of the equation here for his trade value is really the past 20 minutes of us talking about the Bills paying him, because somebody trading for him is biting off that scenario now. Like, Pete Carroll might like James Cook just like, you know, Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, and we all like James Cook. Do I want to pay him $15 million? No. Like, I just got here. What am I doing again? Like, that's the challenging part for the player, is knowing whether or not you're ever going to get that, or to just take the best thing they put on the table for you, you know, at this time. Because, again, there's not a deadline here. They have a whole nother year of his contract to work through if they want to. You know, the player has to be cooperative about that. He's got to show up and play, but you don't have to do anything. That's
yes.
The thing. Right.
Unless he holds out. Right. 803-0550, James Cook, what's the move? Chris Trapasso, Mike Jannetty, as we go through the day, and hope to hear from you next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.